It's in the middle of Simon Shin Bey's, in the middle of Siftes. We started it on Pechesim and Aleph, where the Mechaber said that you're allowed to put water on a shoe, the shachshachai, really mean just to clean it. But to launder it, mean to rub one side on the other side, that would say it's asur. Then the Mechaber continues on page 176. Abu Begad, that's regarding leather. But a garment, Sheshlab Likhlik, that's a stain in it, Asafala Lashakhadin, not even like pour water on it. Zay Kibusay. The water is its laundering. Ela Mechanica Bismarta, Bekal, rather you could just lightly rub it with a rag, a little bit there, not pushing it, Penyishchid, because you might come to squeeze it out. As a Ketinta, a Pay Testament, Alif Haglas says Ramah, Begachain, Lab Likhlik, a garment does not have a stain on it. Mutulosalib, my Muratim, you let put a little water on it. Let me do, but not a lot of water. You might come to squeeze it out. It's seasoned in smog and said, the term of Russian pair come to people. Yes, some say, no, it's forbidden in all situations. It's seasoned in tourist submission, and adult submission. You test, taste, pair, cookies, or goes, pair, chavis. Says Mishbura, Siv Cotton, Mem Gimel. If you have a garment that has on it a little, a stain, a full of rikba alma, even just some spit, the Sharatin, like Samach Bey says, a mishor, urine, or some type of excrement. So then it's forbidden, even simkat memda, l'shach shechai perish, in other words, also in love mayim klal, forbidden to just put water on it at all, v'afalabat, even just a little bit. Why? Simkat memhei, ze kibusei. That's its laundering. It's lame, what it means to say is beged, a garment, shriyasai, it's soaking, ze kibusei, that's its laundering. V'bacham alav, memachayiv, that's including whitening, and therefore you're going to be liable. V'shein kibminu, which is not the case by a shoe. After shaykh b'kibis, even though the halach of laundering applies to it, become akum, v'shriyasin, ein ze kibusei. Soaking leather is not considered as laundering. There's different, but three different categories. Unless you literally launder the canal, like we mentioned before. Sivkat Membab. Now, the Ramah brought a garment that does not have a stain, so then it's permitted, Sivkat Membab, losses Allah Maim, to put on it a little bit of water. Why? The Shri'ilah have a kibbutz. Its soaking is not laundering. Elik Sheshlav Lichlich only has a stain. Now, it's forbidden with a lot of water, as a concern, if something gets waterlogged, you might come to squeeze it out. But now you should know, but if a person is intending with putting it in the water to launder it, and then even if there's a little bit of water, then like the guy's a stand, he puts on a little water, also that's forbidden. It seems evident from the Sefer Truma, because it's also forbidden. So if it doesn't have a stain, you can put in a little bit of water, but not a lot of water. Now, if it's something that you're not particular about, it's water. And a lot of times you leave this rag, the shmata, with water. Then we don't make a decree that you might come to squeeze in regard to such a case. And then there would not be a problem. Sivkat memchaz. Now, but yesh oisim, some say it's forbidden in all cases. Srilu, they hold the ma'ad amrinan shriyasin zeikabus, and this, that we say that soaking is laundering. But filu bebeke, chen lob lichlich, is even by garment that does not have a stain. Lachem therefore, filu bumu'at, and even if it's just a little bit of water, awesome shibakibus, it is forbidden because of laundering. Kabmaka mo'evim, nesin samayim ala beged. If the way you're putting the water on the garment, hu derech lichlich, is in the way of making it dirty, sorry, then it's permitted because of a severe da'ga. But and says the Mishmur Yeshlachos Ladezu, one should be concerned for this opinion that if it's not derech lichluch, even a little bit of water would be a problem, even if there's no stain. L'hachmim v'shal Torah to be stringent when it comes to biblical prohibitions. The Sharatin Samech Vav says, look at the Be'alacha in the name of the El Yizuta. The Be'alacha in the V'maschle Sheshav Lichluch on the bottom of page 176 says, so he said a garment that has a stain, it's forbidden even to just put water on it. So it says in the Pashas Lashna, it sounds like that he holds like the first opinion that's brought in the Ramah, that something that does not have a stain, we don't say Shriyas is a kibusei. That's how the Magen Avraham explains the Shitas of Mechaber. However, in the Sefer Tzvi Shabbos and the Be'er Grod, sounds like that the Mechaber also holds for himself like the opinion of the Yesh Oisrim. That's how it's obvious from later on, Simesh Lamadal, Sif Chavdal, that the Mechaber writes with it, that the words of the second Sfarah appears to him. The reason is, like the Bessiz writes over there, which that is Shittas Rishbam, that he holds that even by something that does not have a stain, we say Shriyas is a kibusei, soaking it is its laundering. Where he writes later on, Sevyud Toivle Nagva, it's good to dry it out. And it sounds like Medina, you don't have to. That's because it's Derech Lichlich, it's a way of making it dirty. that even according to the Ash Oitzrim, they would agree that even in that case, you could be lenient. And now this that he says, I said, so then why does he say over here, Yesh Lava Lechlech? So he's just picking the Lashon of the Mishnah. And because of the Sefer of Mekantre, Aladina, look at the Be'agra that he writes, that it's appropriate, like the first opinion, if you're not intending to launder. The Al-Yabba sounds like also that the opinion of most Rishonim is like the first opinion. However, since there are many Rishonim that are stringent regarding this, that's what's the opinion of the Torah and submission of your test, submission of Lamadal, according to the way the B'Yisiz explains them. Sure, one should be concerned and to be stringent by Issa Daraisa, and that sounds like for El Yezuta and other Achrayim to be Machbar, like the Mishnah Berurah said. But in Maslo She'ein, the Rama said a garment that does not have a stain, you, according to the first opinion, you let it put on a little bit of water. Now, but when it has a stain, even if you're putting on the water in like a dirty type of way, for example, let's say to dry your hands over there, it would be forbidden according to this opinion, since there's a stain already from before. That's how it's written in Prima Kodmet. It sounds like it was tumid. However, Lanius Dait, this is the Be'alach. It's not so clear to me this, because you could say that if you're doing it in a dirty way, according to everyone, it would be forbidden. It says, I ain't look into this further. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe. Number 48. Even if a garment is totally clean and it does not need any laundering, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, it's forbidden to soak in water according to this opinion. The Tshuva Abnei Nezer wonders on this word. Why would there be a problem with Abin, but the soaking is not helping for the garment anything? Comes out there was no malach at all. That's what Rabbi Yasha wonders, okay, but Tshuva in a letter in Sefer HaShabbos. So therefore he writes over there that if the garment is totally clean, it does not have any application of leaving at all. And that's how the Tzemach Tzedek writes in his Perush Mishnayos. Issue number